introducing about some of the main concepts of analogy of church.
从整个叙述的内容来看，是放在教会论。
And throughout all the details, we focus on the doctrine of church.
这一方面是连总在开会当中委托兄弟来写的、来整理的教材。
This is also I was instructed by USGA to share with you about the the books that I wrote.
但是我个人也觉得这个责任好像很重大。
But I also personally feel that this is quite a heavy load for me.
一个传道人当了几十年之后
，After being a pastor for 10 some years，
就体会到只有三句话。
I come to experience 3 words.
第一个就是解释的解，讲解圣经。
First is to interpret the Bible.
第二个就是不断的学习圣经。
Second is to continue on the learning of the truth.
但是当中还有一样，就是要不断去写，把它真理写出来。
And among this is how to write the truth.
很快的，这样一辈子就会过去的。
And quickly, my 10 some years has gone by like this.
但是神的道理是像大海一样浩瀚无穷啊。
But the teachings and the truth of God is vast as the sea.
我们都希望能够整理更多的资料来见证我们的教会。
And we all hope that we can come up with more texts and books that help build our church.
我们八九十年下来，真耶稣教一直走的就是万国更正的目标。
In the last 80 and 90 years, True Jesus Church had the mission of being a church that to evangelize and convert the world.
那么今天呢，我们可以借助于文字，借助于网站，把这些资料放上去。
And today, through the help of literature and words, we were able to express the thoughts and publish it.
不表示我们教会呢会很进步，这不一定这样的。
But this does not necessarily mean that we already are very advanced.
最重要还是要把道理实行出来。
Ultimately, is whether we can act upon these words.
那因此呢，在这段时间，就是这几年当中。
So within this time period of the last couple of years,
不是只有在台湾，包括海外地区很多的教派从网站上看到我们的教义五大教义十大信条。
Many different other denominations, not only in Taiwan but around the world, have been able to read about the five basic beliefs and take.The five basic doctrines and ten basic beliefs through the internet.
这些教派呢，他也知道我们有哪些著作。
And these denominations, they also know what type of books have we published.
他想要更认识我们的教会。
They would like to know more about our church.
在神学界当中，是教派、神学院之间呢，他第一个要拿的一定是教会论。
Between churches and between denominations, the first topic that they usually like to discuss is the doctrine of church.
因为教会论才能够把整个教派他们的教义思想简略的放在里头。
Because only through the doctrine of church can one denomination, in a very simple context, express what their church was built upon.
所以兄弟个人接这个任务好像。力不从心就是说这个责任太大了。
As I was given this responsibility, I feel that I lack the ability, and it was quite a big responsibility for me to take.
其实是拒绝了好几次了。
And I have refused it for many times.
但是问题一直在脑子里面跑啊，一直跑啊，好像是非写不可啊。
But in my mind, I was kept being telling myself that I must write this book.
所以最后呢，再提出五本书的计划。
And therefore, I came up with a 5-book plan.
那包括我们比如说就是所写的教会的图像比方。
And that includes the book of Ephesians, the church analogies of imagery.
那这一部分是我们等一下会继续讲的。
And this is also what we will continue sharing later today.
当然呢，这里头很重要的是对于教会的起源来源要说清楚。
Among the as we talk about the church analogies of imagery, we need to start with how the church started.
我们在昨天早上第一个单元当中就已经说明过有关先存的教会。
Yesterday morning, we talked about the pre-existence of church.
成熟教会，神的教会不是只有地面上的。
The church's church or the church of God not only exists in this world.
它是属天，属天的。
But it's a church that belongs to the heaven kingdom.
为什么我们会知道？
How do we know that?
这跟保罗的荣耀颂有关系。
And that can relate back to the song of glory in Paul's letters.
因此昨天早上我们就介绍保罗的荣耀颂跟先存的教会。
Therefore, yesterday morning we introduced about the song of glory from Paul's letters and
如果你愿意了解的话，你可以翻开《以弗所书》的一章三节到十四节。
If you want to understand more in detail, then you flip to Ephesians chapter 1.
这一篇是保罗在《以弗所书》当中的荣耀颂。
Chapter 1 is the song of glory in Paul's letter.
其实保罗的荣耀颂好几篇。
Throughout the Bible, you will find different song of glory.
兄弟们也很有一个很贪心啊，想把它写一写啊，大概是四篇到五篇，想把它写一写，但是没有时间了。
There are about 4 to 5 different songs of glory in Paul's letter. I once thought about writing them out and interpreting into detail.
所以有些工作可能要下一代的传道来完成，下一代的传道人。
But I don't feel I can finish it in my lifetime, so I'm expecting maybe some of the pastors can finish after this work. 我们的工作是一直用传承
方式，一直传承下来的。
Because in our holy work, we pass down the work.
我们是前辈这样教育我们，带领我们，把我们带出来的。
Like our previous holy workers, they had led us and guided us.
所以才能够在这个时代当中来参与这么一个很重要的工作。
And therefore, we too are able to be involved in such an important holy work in a time like this.
有些工作是不可能在我们身上完成的。
Not all the work can be accomplished through us.
所以都很希望说下一代的年轻传道呢，能够有志于这些写作的工作。
So I sincerely hope that pastors, the upcoming pastors, they can support the work of literature ministry.
在保罗的这个荣耀颂当中
，In the song of glory of Paul's letter，
他感受到从神那边来的启示。
He felt the revelation from God。
他知道呢这个教会呢，像什么，就是在创立世界以前呢在基督里拣选的。
He understands church as being pre-existence before time and was established by God before time。
把整个教会的起源拉到创立世界之前。
He takes the existence of church all the way to before the creation。
所以，常我们对神的时间观念，我们很难去了解。神的时间观念。我们不容易了解。
Even though it's not easy for us to understand。
所以，我就举一个很明显的。
God's time frame。
我再举一个很明显的例子。
Therefore, here I point out a simple example。
人类的历史就像一本书啊。
The history of humankind is like a book。
放在神的手上。
It's placed on the hands of God。
神看任何一段都是现在。
No matter which section of the history God looks at, it's the present time。
对人来讲，有过去，有未来。
For us, we have past and future。
神没有过去，没有说未来。
But for God, there is no past and there's no future。
他是永恒现在。
He is eternal. He is only present.
我当然为了学这个永恒现在。
As for me to learn about eternal and present time of God.
谢长老呢问了十几次啊。
I asked Elder Xie about 10 sometimes.
才把这个观念弄清楚。
And I was able to comprehend this concept.
著作当中他就批一下，不对。重新再来，很严格啊，对我很严格。
And in my works, he would often look, review it, criticize, and tell me that I know this is wrong. I need to start over.
人有过历史，有过去，有现在，有未来。
History has past, present, and future.
在神手上没有。
But in God's hand, there is no such difference.
永远是现在。
there's only present.
所以先存的教会是一个实存的教会，实际存在的。
So a pre-existent church is an actual church that exists.
虽然我们的地上的教会有一个历史的进程
，program. Even though the church in the world, in the material world, there is a progressive
term. 我们看到过去，过去神的选民啊，使徒时代的选民，跟我们今天的信徒。
We look at the apostles and current members.
将来我们一个盼望要被提到天上去。
And we hope that one day we'll be lifted to heavenly kingdom.
对神来讲都是现在。
To God, all this is just present.
这是我们真耶稣教的起源。
And this is the origin of True Jesus Church.
但是我所讲的不是真耶稣教这个教会起源，我是讲教会论的起源。
But what I'm talking about is not the origin of True Jesus Church only. I'm talking about the origin of doctrine of church.
跟使徒保罗有关系。
It has something to do with Apostle Paul.
他一辈子留给我们这种今天所说的神学性的系统资料。
Throughout Paul's life, he had left for us a systematic teachings of theology.
这些都是从保罗从启示得来的。
And all this was received by Paul through revelation.
也只有保罗他这个学问，他的学问能够来承接这么一个工作。
And only through Paul's wisdom was he able to accomplish this work.
那为什么会一再说明教会？
But why does he keep repeating about the concept of church? Because there is a historical background. There is a reason and a context behind it. And the main reason is because he wants to differentiate Judaism and Christianity. Jews, they do not like Christians.
你们把我们的这个旧约拿去用，五经拿去用，竟然说呢，耶稣是神，他们很生气呀。
They are very upset that Christians they take the first five books of the Bible and then interpret it that Jesus Christ is actually God.
所以呢，保罗大马色的经历呢。对他一辈子影响太大。
Therefore, Paul's experience in Damascus was a great influence for him.
也影响到使徒教会。
It also affected the apostolic churches.
也是我们今天真理规模的来源。
And also the origin of the truth that we receive today.
因为主耶稣在异象中跟他讲。
Because Jesus.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Because Jesus Christ tells Paul in his vision that I am the one who you persecute.
可以参考《使徒行传》的九章、二十二章、二十六章。
You can look at Acts chapter 9, verse 22 to 26.
保罗突然间明白，原来他所逼迫的这个耶稣是他们所相信的神，独一神。
And it was there that Paul understands that the one that he persecuted is a true God that the Christians believe.
原来他所逼迫的教会是耶稣基督。
And he understands that the church that he persecutes is actually the church of God.
因为他逼迫是信徒嘛。
He thought that he was persecuting the believers only.
但是耶稣跟他讲，我就是教会啊。
But Jesus Christ tells Paul, I am the church.
你逼迫他们就是逼迫我。
You persecute them, then you're persecuting me.
神的观念先放在前面。
He put the concept of God before everything.
所以保罗在这所有书信里面。
So in the letters of Paul,
常常把神父神耶稣基督放在一起。
Often you will see Paul mention about our heavenly Father Jesus Christ.
不但这样
，Not only so，
他也说明了整个真理的规模。
He even explained in detail the
真理的规划的范围。真理的系统
the system of the truth.
那他为了要让当时的教会当时的信徒知道我们这个团体是怎么来称呼的。
In order for the members, in the apostolic times to understand how to refer themselves.
因为教会这个名词主耶稣也曾经用过。
Because Jesus Christ once used the term church.
当时这个教会这个名字是一个 啊集体啊演讲，集体聚集啊集体讨论的一个团体，一个称呼啊。
And in Jesus' time, church was a group of people that would gather and discuss and learn and share.
主耶稣曾经跟彼得说：“我要把教会建立在你的身上。”
Jesus Christ once told Paul, "I will build church upon you."
因为教会就是磐石。
Because church is the rock.
马太福音十六章这边呢，啊，这个天主教他们的解释是偏差的。
In Matthew chapter 16, the Catholic Church, they have a different interpretation, which is actually away from the truth.
你要改名字叫做基法。
And Jesus Christ told Peter that you need to change your name to Jephas.
但我虽然把钥匙给你，钥匙给你，天国的钥匙。
And I will give you the key to open to heavenly kingdom.
但是教会是建立在磐石上。
But the church is built upon the rock.
彼得的意思是小石头。
Peter, what it means is a little rock.
磐石是 Petra, 是大磐石。
But we're talking about enormous rock.
所以天主教说彼得这是第一任的教宗，是不对的。
That's when Catholics say that Peter is their first pope is actually inaccurate interpretation.
那个磐石是耶稣基督。
Because the rock refers to Jesus Christ.
更多前书十章就提到了。更多前书第十章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
基督就是磐石。
That Jesus Christ is the rock.
所以呢，保罗就引用这个名词。
Therefore, Paul used this term
来说明什么是教会。
To explain what is church.
所以要了解教会论，第一个一定要从以弗所书来看。
Therefore, in order to understand doctrine of church, we must start from the book of Ephesians.
这里头呢，总共在11节当中讲了13次的教会。
Within the first 13 verses of the book of Ephesians, it mentions church, the term church, 13 times.
我们前天、昨天就发一份讲义给大家了哈，已经有 copy 给大家了哈。
Yesterday I have passed down.
今天好像英文版的翻译出来了哈，都有了哈。那里头呢
？Some information for you to read.
有些图像比方呢，第一个我们讲的就是图像比方的主轴。
So we would like to talk about the principal focus of church analogies of imagery right now.
其实教会不但是这个图像的中心思想。
Church is the principal focus of this concept.
它其实也是以弗所书的中心主轴、中心思想。
And is also the focus principle in the book of Ephesians.
短短六章以弗所书。
In the short six chapters of book of Ephesians.
在十一节当中讲了13次的教会。
In the first 13 verses, the term church was mentioned 13 times.
昨天我也说明过了。
Yesterday I explained.
以弗所书本来不是给不知道写给谁的，没有那个以弗所这个名词的。
We do not know who was the receiver of the letter or the book of Ephesians.
那为什么以后会成为以弗所书呢
？But why did later become the book of Ephesians？
因为早期呢，有一位神学家，很出名的神学家叫马其安的马其安的，他就把它定名说这是写给以弗所教会的。教会的早期历史当中
，In the early history of church, a theologian by the name Macchiani, he insisted that this letter was written to the people in Ephesus. He was a very famous theologian.
但是言论很偏激。
But he had a very liberal.
因为他的偏激，也称为出名的神学家。
And because of his liberal thoughts, he was also known as a very famous theologian.
定名这一卷就是以弗所书。
And he named this letter or this book as the Book of Ephesians.
那几百年就一种沿用下来。
After a couple hundred years.
一直在成书的过程当中，新约的成书过程当中，就把它定成以弗所书。
In the process of compiling the Bible.This letter was referred as the Book of Ephesians.
那在你们中文讲呢，有一个23页的地方，请你们打开来看。
In the Chinese translation, if you
open, 我们中文的讲义哈，发给大家讲义有一个23页的。
I apologize. In your Chinese,
那里有一个表格。
In your Chinese, letters that I your Chinese information that I passed down, handout that I passed down, you will see a chart, and in the English translation is page 3 and goes on to page 4.
啊，你们的第四页哈，我就这样的把十一节的经文跟十三次的教会都列在这个表格当中。
I have listed out the 13 times when the term church was mentioned in the first few verses of the book of Ephesians.
昨天我们看了三项。
Yesterday we already mentioned about the first three times.
今天早上我们简单看一下就可以。
This morning we'll quickly go over it.
这些道理平常我们的灵会者呢都几乎很用心讲过了。
This type of sermon we probably heard in the past from the past pastors.
可能都是局部的讲解。
And they probably only
部分的啪嗒啪嗒就部分的
讲解。They probably only took parts of it as a part as to when they deliver sermon.
我们把这些经文全部放在一起的时候。
But when we compile all these Bible verses,
你会看到一个荣耀的教会。
You will see a glorious church.
这个教应该具备什么样的内容？
It talks about what kind of criteria does this glorious church needs to have.
以所书总共有六章。
There's a total of 6 chapters in the book of Ephesians.
前面三章讲教义。
The first 3 chapters talks about teach the doctrines.
它只有讲到四次。就讲教会这部分讲四次。
Of there are 4 different passages that talks about church in the first 3 chapters.
后面的三章讲信仰生活。
The last 3 chapters talks about a life of faith.
其他的七次八次就放在这三章里头。
The other few times the church was mentioned was put in the last 3 chapters.
真理当然非常重要。
Truth is very important.
但是也告诉我们信仰的生活更重要。
But it tells us that a life of faith is even more important.
今天我们的教会我们的道理非常我们教义非常完整对我们教会来讲。
For our church, our doctrine and our basic beliefs is very complete.
但是教会有时候会让人让主耶稣失望。
But many times, church disappoints Jesus Christ.
就是因为我们没有把真理实行出来。
It's because we were unable to act upon the teachings of God.
所以在三章二十一节。
So in chapter 3, verse 21 of Ephesians.
说但愿这位基督呢，在教会当中。神在教会当中，但是这个神在教会当中。
Is to him be glory in church and in Christ Jesus.
也是在基督耶稣身上。
And also in Jesus Christ.
显出一个永远的荣耀。
Through all generations be glorified.
那么到第五段的时候，第五跟第六在一起，就是在第五章的二十三节。
And in chapter 5 of chapter 5 verse 23.
他期待是基督能够成为教会的头。
Is hoping that church can be the head of.
而这个教会
，Jesus Christ can be the head of church.
这个身为身体的教会也要完整。
And as the body, which is the church, needs also to be perfect.
到第六个地方。
And the sixth place.
他就以夫妻关系来说明教会跟基督的关系。
It talks about the relationship of church and Christ is like that of husband and wife.
在结婚典礼当中，我们常常都会引用这一段经文。
In when we perform a marriage, we often will mention of this passage.
就是第六跟第七这两个。
And that's the sixth and the seventh.
其实我们也不晓得说为什么人要结婚。
Actually, we don't know why we need to get married.
甚至有些现在年轻人也认为说，需要结婚吗？
Even some youth nowadays ask, "Do you really need to get married?"
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us.
保罗领受启示告诉我们
，From Paul's revelation.
福音真正的意义是了解基督跟教会的关系。
The purpose of marriage is to understand the relationship between church and Christ.
所以合一的道理从创世纪到马太福音到保罗这个地方一直到最后启示录是贯穿的。
So from the book of Genesis,
从创世纪，从马太福音
to the book of Matthew,
到保罗的书信
to the letters of Paul,
最后启示录又讲
and even mentioned in the book of Revelations,
它是一个神一个很伟大的计划
it's a very magnificent plan of God.
所以这种计划人要去遵循
and it's marriage is also as men we need to perform upon.
不但结婚呢能够了解神的作为
through marriage not only can we understand the works of God
借着夫妻的生活来认识教会跟基督那种关系
but through the life of husband and wife to understand the relationship of church and Christ
到第八次出现的时候是五章的二十六节
the eighth time that the term church appear and it's in your chart is in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26
所以用水借着道把教会洗干净
is to sanctify and cleanse with the washing of water
那么过去就一个问题出来了
and in the past we encounter a problem
这个水是借是所谓的真理呢还是洗礼呢
We will ask, the washing of the water is by the word or is water baptism?
就要借助于原文的圣经希腊文的圣经
And if we go back to the original text,
教会 要有合乎真理的洗礼
is that church needs to have a baptism in accordance with the truth
才能够使教会成为圣洁
in order to cleanse the church.
那么到第九项的地方
the ninth place that church was mentioned.
说到这里为止也洁净了也跟基督的关系建立起来了。
Now that the church has been cleansed and established a relationship with Jesus Christ,
就把自己献给就可以把这个神耶稣基督所洁净的这些教会这些选民呢来献给他自己。
Now the church and the members that have been cleansed is able to present themselves.
所以他说可以献给自己就是借着洗礼借着洁净之后这个教会耶稣基督所建立这个教会把这个教拿来献给自己、
it talks about how we after being cleansed we can offer ourselves to him
那教会怎么把自己献给基督呢
but how does the church offer themselves to Jesus
Christ 就是做个荣耀的教会
and it's only through being a glorious church
圣洁没有瑕疵的
It's a holy church without blame.
那么到第十个地方
blameless.
他接下来到二十九节说，没有人恨恶自己的身体的啦。
And the tenth place talks about how no one hates his own flesh.
总是保养啦，顾惜啦，照顾啦。
But rather cherish and nourish it.
他一个正向在希腊文那个正向是平等的，像什么如什么是一个平等的。
Just like.
说什么？基督对待教会一样
，just like how Christ treats church。
今天从婚姻生活
，through marital relationship，
从侍奉生活
，through servitude，
从把自己献上给基督
，and through offering or presenting ourselves to Christ。
今天我们的所有的做法
，all the methods that we take today，
都像基督的做法一样，正像基督对待教会一样，完全一样的。
Is exactly just like how Jesus Christ treats church.
我们的婚姻生活，我们的信仰生活是，应该是比较严苛的，被那个水准是被拉到跟基督对教一样的。
And therefore, we need to upgrade, re-examine our marital life whether it is really like Jesus Christ and the church.
我们的信仰生活应该是很谨慎、很平稳的在守这个道理。
Likewise, our spiritual life, we need to always cultivate and re-examine whether we are acting upon the words of God.
一种虚华的生活一种这种俗世的生活是不可能来侍奉神的。
Because a worldly life is unable to serve God.
那么到第十一个地方
In the tenth place,
他说这是极大的奥秘。
It says this is a great mystery.
当然是对婚姻来讲的。
This is also pertaining to marital relationship.
其实整个教会的建立起来是一个极大的奥秘。
Because the existence of church itself is already a great mystery.
那这个奥秘呢，对当时的犹太人，当时的 罗马帝国的这些百姓呢，他们是不会懂的。
And this great mystery for the Romans and the people that live during that age, they were unable to understand.
保罗说这个奥秘我们都可以清楚的。
But Paul says that this great mystery we all understand.
我是指着基督和教会，这个我是保罗，作者保罗。
Paul says, I'm referring to Christ.
因为整个啊，这个教会的主轴走下来之后，发现教会跟基督是合一的。
The focus in the doctrine of church, we come to understand that church and Christ is a unity.
啊，基督和教会成为一体，这是我们很难去了解的。
And it's hard for us to understand how church and Christ is united as one.
但其实不是我们所想的那么难懂啊。
But it is not as complicated as we think.
我们可以补充一节经文呢。
We can refer to a verse.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章从第三节来看。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
四章三节说，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守灵所赐合而为一的心。第四节。
Verse 4.
身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个职望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。哇，这句话呢，一般人是听不懂的。
It is hard to for us to understand the concept here mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4:3-6.
这里说呢，在圣灵里头说是一个心。
Here says that in the spirit.
一个灵
，There is one spirit，
一个指望
，One hope，
一主
，One Lord，
信
，One faith，
一喜
，One baptism，
一神
，One God。
那请问诸位，你有没有算一下几个一
？Have you counted how many ones refers here？
七个一
，Total of seven ones。
对，我们在研经的人一讲看到数字都是很敏感的。
For someone who studies the Bible, they're actually usually very sensitive to numbers。
因为数字在以色列人在犹太人的观念里头也是被重视的。
Because in the history of the Jewish tradition, they put emphasis on numbers.
在中文著作里头呢，有一本是摩西五经跟五经跟摩西数字的关系啊，这么一本书。
There's a book called the five books of Moses and the numbers refer in it.
他把万卷书列出来。
He listed out all the perfect numbers.
像一啦、四啦、七啦，都是好的数字。犹太人是好的数字。
As is good numbers of like 1, 4, and 7.
那最坏是哪一个数字？你们知道吗
？Do you know which number is a bad number?
六。
Six.
为什么？
Why is six a bad number?
犹太人的思想是那个内容著作当中这样讲的。
Why do the Jews think that six is a bad number?
因为神第六天造人，人最坏。
Because in the six in the days create in God's creation, the sixth day, God created human beings, and of all His creation, human beings are the worst.
神所有的创造不会破坏神的规矩，不会，绝对不会的。
In God's creation, no single created being will destroy God's creation.
只有人会破坏神的制度。
Only human beings.
不听神的律法。
Not abiding by God's law.
把整个平安之约都破坏掉。
Has broken the peace covenant.
当人犯罪的时候
，and when man sins,
土地呢就长出荆棘出来了，马上就影响了。地啊就长
thorns will grow out of the land.
人跟自然界是有关系的。
Man is related to this natural environment.
所以我们过去在华人的观念里面说五伦呐、君臣、父子、夫妇、兄弟们五伦，现在不是啊，现在台湾说是六伦呐、台湾已经强到第六伦了，第六个伦理关系了。
In the past, in Chinese customs, we always talk about there's a total five relationship. But right now, they talk about there's actually a sixth relationship.
因为在整个科技发展当中呢，自然界破坏的太厉害。
Because through man's development, we have harm, we have destructed the environment severely.
所以每次一发生啊，这个台风土石流，政府就要花上几亿、几十亿去处理这些问题啊，得不偿失啊。
As we can always see in natural disasters, afterwards, the government need to spend some amount of money in order to repair the damages that has been caused. 那比如说
这里的七个亿呢，啊，在神学上也是非常出名的。
And the seven ones here mentioned in the book of Ephesians is actually very well known in the world of theology.
但是在一神之后，保罗马上补上一句话。
But after Paul mentioned of one God, Paul says,
说就是众人的父
and Father of all,
超乎众人之上
who is over all,
冠乎众人之中
and through all,
也住在众人里面
and in all,
这是合一的吗？
This is a unity.
在宇宙时空当中，神超我们之上。
In universe, God is above us all.
在他的选民当中，神跟我们同在。
In His chosen people, He is with among them.
他又可以小到住到我们里头去。
But He is also small enough to live in us.
在物质的世界是没有这种事情的。
And in the physical world, you will not find such thing.
但是属灵世界做得到。
But in the spiritual realm, you will find this.
因为在上面有我们的天父。
Because above us, there is our Father.
在我们中间有耶稣基督。
Among us, there is Jesus Christ.
在我们内心有圣灵同在。
In us, there is the Holy Spirit.
而这被看成好像三者，它本身就是一个灵。
And is to see that all three things are actually just one Spirit.
只有灵界才做得到。
And it only can be done through the spiritual world.
因此教育跟基督合一呢，这是属世很难想象的。
So the unification of church and Christ is actually very hard to understand through our physical mind.
但是在属灵的奥秘当中可以彰显出来。
But in the spiritual mystery, it can be proclaimed.
因此呢，我们就把第一个项目呢，要做一个事先的，已经做一个开头了。
We have started introducing the imageries.
教会是以弗所书的主轴。
Church is the focus principle of Book of Ephesians.
在这里面所放的七个图像的主轴。
And it is also the one of the seven imageries.
等于是把第一个图像主轴也说明了。
And that explains to you the first imagery.
昨天我已经提到保罗为什么会在这个以弗所书当中放了七个图像，我们也是不了解。
Yesterday we try to understand or I explain to you why Paul refers to seven imageries in the book of Ephesians.
我所开的玩笑说，以后得救的到天国去的时候，碰到使徒保罗再问他。
Just like I joke with you, if one day we do encounter Paul in heavenly kingdom, don't forget to ask him.
你当初在写这个书信的时候，怎么会想到七个呢？
You can ask him when he wrote the book of Ephesians, why did he thought of writing seven analogies?
是在写的时候事先就有一个构想构思吗？有先想好的吗？
Did he already had an idea before writing this letter?
而且他这七个图像，他在排的时候有顺序的。
And as you see, when he arranged the seven imageries.
等到我们再讲，最后
there's a purpose and location.
讲到图像总览的时候，你就发现很有趣啊。
When we talk about the summary of all the seven imageries, you will find the purpose and the it's very interesting.
往上叠的。
It's a imagery that is topped on one after another.
平面的图像。
There is
平面的。就是平平的
那one dimension
还有桌面的图像。讲桌面就听得懂，桌面的图像。
There is a one-dimensioned imagery.
因为每个图像都在讲教会。
Because every imagery talks about church.
但是把这七个图像并在一起的时候
，But when you collect all seven imageries,
它又是一个很完整的教会图像。
You will see a very complete imagery of church.
昨天所讲的，它就是一个拼图。
Like we previously mentioned, it's just like a puzzle.
所以拼图不是近代玩具啊。古代就有这么观念了。
So puzzle is not a contemporary game, but it existed before in all ages.
它是桌面的，它是平面的。
It's a flat one dimension.
但是它是立体的。
But at the same time, it's also It has different dimensions.
一个一个往上叠起来的。
And it's that each dimension is topped one after another.
当第七个图像出来的时候。
When the seventh imagery appears.
整个七个都要完整。
You will see the completeness of all seven imageries.
这个时候教会才是一个圣战士，一个斗士啊。
And that's when you will refer church as being the holy soldier.
才有办法去作战。
That's when you understand that church then is able to go to war.
拥有神的能力。
It's then that it has the power of God.
所以从平面来看。
So from one dimension, if you look at it,
它是一个荣耀的教会。
It is a glorious church.
从直纵线来看。
But if you,
从直的来看。
But if you look at,
重叠来看。
But if you look at a vertical view,
它是一个属灵的斗士战争。
If you look at a vertical view and when one imagery is on top of one another, you will see it as a holy soldier.
千万不要忘记，我们在这个世间是用的是不断的战争。
Therefore, let us not forget that in this world we are constantly in a warfare.
有的战争可能我们会失败。
In some battles, we might lose.
但是必须再站起来。
But we must stand up once again.
有的战争是不可失败的。
And there are some battles that we cannot afford to lose.
一次的失败就是永远的失败。
Because one-time failure it means you are forever failed.
所以我们在看这些图像的时候。
So when we look at these imageries,
一方面可以用这种神学性的角度来看。
We can look at it from a theologian perspective.
它里头呢很多的文学啊，像诗歌啦，这个对比喻对词这种文学的角度。
You will find literature methods formats, even songs of how this letter was written.
所以《以弗所书》呢，在新约的地位可以说是一卷非常。特殊的一卷经文。
So we can conclude that the book of Ephesians is a very unique book in the New Testament.
有人在统计了保罗这十三封书信了。
People calculated that throughout the 13 letters of Paul.
昨天我也介绍过了。
And I already introduced to you what are the 13 letters.
保罗不是只有写这十三封书信。
Paul not only wrote, 13 letters.
你如果昨天听过，你就再算复习一下。
Even though I already mentioned yesterday, I would like to review with you today.
哥林多前书它是两封合并的。
First and Second Corinthians, it's two letters in one.
里头又说我事先写给你们的书信，所以前面还有一封。
And in it, you will see that Paul said.Writes from the previous letter that I wrote to you.
再加上哥林
多 that means that previously he already wrote another one.
再加上哥林多后书
and you add to First Corinthians, Second Corinthians.
所以保罗写给哥林多的书信最少就有四封
So we can say that from the letters of Paul to the church of Corinth, there must be at least four.
哥罗西书里面还提到一封的老底家书。
And in the book of Colossians, it also mentions a letter to a church of Laodicea.
有人说可能以弗所书就是老底家书。
There are people who say that the book of Ephesians might be the letter to Laodicea.
怎么去看它都没关系。
It doesn't matter how or what you believe.
但是至少知道保罗的书信蛮多的。
But we know that Paul wrote many letters.
站在东方的学习的人来讲啊，东方的这些传道人呢、
standing from the perspective of pastors from Asia，
在这方面都很吃亏啊。
They actually are in disadvantage in this particular area。
因为事实上，在欧洲的图书馆的资料里面呢，可能有很多这方面的藏书啊。
Because in the Western world, you will find a lot more information in regards to this type of historical introductions and backgrounds.
但是我们没有时间、经费加上语言的关系，就没有办法去拿到这些资料。
But due to lack of financial resources and time, it is often difficult for us to learn more about this type of background information.
就只能借助于 近代很多的这些翻译的人员尤其最近台湾的翻译速度非常快一直从欧洲那边翻译这些资料进来。
And we can rely only upon the books that have already been translated.
我想这也是给我们真主教一个很好的机会。
However, I think this is a great opportunity for True Jesus Church.
特别是这个海德堡的著作这个德国的著作呢，翻译的速度非常快，一直翻到用中文翻过来。
Especially books per, from Heidelberg.
Heidelberg
has been often translated.
那一部分是这个英国的一些神学界的作品。
And there is a few portion of the books that are being translated are from UK.
所以目前在台湾的研究书籍当中是有两个系统。
So in Taiwan, you will find two systems of translated.
一个是美国的纽约神学中心。
First translation come from the
纽约的神学中心。
The Center of School of Theology in New York.
那个诸位呢，可能比台湾更接近纽约有机会去看一看。
If you have a chance, you can go and visit.
不过听说他的这个神学中心不是很大的房子，本来我想去看没有时间就是一栋楼房。
I heard that the building is not grand, but I still would like to have the opportunity to visit.
另外呢就是海德堡的系统。
And the other system is the system from Heidelberg.
那这两个系统呢可以说是竞争得非常厉害。
There is competition.Between the to the both translation systems.
台湾早期都是接收美国这边的资料比较多。
In the early history of Taiwan, they received most of their theology books and teachings from the United States.
所以我个人是比较受到美国这一方面资料的影响。
So I personally am more influenced from the teachings of the United States.
当有些资料会跟欧洲的不太一样，稍稍的不一样。
In some books, you will find a slight difference between the United States and the European translation.
我们现在很寄望在欧美的这些年轻传道你们拥有语言的恩典。
So we sincerely hope that the pastors from North America, that you are gifted in the language aspect.
你们的视野，你们的这个可走的范围呢，是绝对比台湾更大的。
Because your perspective and the environment that you can reach is greater and beyond what Asian pastors can reach.
这种优势要好好把握。
So, use this opportunity.
这对我们真耶稣教来讲是一个很重要的一个阶段。
For True Jesus Church, this is a very important process of growth.
那在整个教论当中
，and throughout the doctrine of church,
我们就一直看到保罗一直讲教会，教会。
We continuously see how Paul mentions about church.
六章也是讲教会。
In all six chapters, he talks about church.
七个图像也在讲教会。
And even the seven imageries, he still talks about church.
他不是分成两个系统在讲，他是同一个系统在讲的。
He is not talking of two different theories, but he is talking all under one umbrella.
那所以呢，我们在整个以弗所书的观念里头，一定要把教会呢放成一个最重要的一个。周焉点的焦点
So when we talk about the book of Ephesians and the imagery, church should be the focus principle.
你在看每一章，在看每一段，在看每一节的时候
，When you look at every chapter, every passage, every verse,
你都要想到这句话跟教会什么关系
？You need to think about this verse or this passage. What is the relation of that with church?
我也不用特别准备，我就随便翻一节就好了。
I didn't particularly prepare, but let me turn to a verse.
三章第一节，我这样随便翻就好了。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 1.
这一节跟教会什么关系
？What does this verse have to do with church?
三章一节说，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做的基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷。请问你已经 听到以上这么一个小时 的道理。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
你大概也知道，以弗所书是以教会为中心的。
After an hour of listening to me talking, you know that the book of Ephesians focuses on church.
现在你看这句话，
你的感
受跟以前有没有一样？
Do you feel the same like have when you previously read it?
我保罗为你们外邦人做的基督耶稣被囚的。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles.
这是建立教会嘛。
This is building, establishing church.
宣扬教会嘛。
It's to proclaim church.
奉献在神上面嘛。
It's to sacrifice on Jesus Christ.
你就可以知道说，以弗所书那个内涵、那个内容有多大、多宽。
So you understand how great is the context of the book of Ephesians.
我们再随便翻一下啊，看好，就像来看六章一节好了。
Let's turn to another verse, chapter 6, verse 1.
我都没有特别选的，先打开来看就好了。六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
应该这个家庭伦理嘛。
This is talks about the relationship in a home.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
他说这是理所当然。
For this is right.
把这句话的教育里面你想到什么东西？
And when you read this verse and you put it in the concept of church, what can you think of?
我们都是人家的儿女啊。
You children, we are all someone's children.
上有父母，祖父母啊。
Above us, there are parents, our grandparents.
说要在主里听从父母。
It's to listen to our obey our parents in the Lord.
在主里就是在教会里面。
In the Lord, it refers to in the church.
神的道上面。
It's in the words of God.
所以这是理所当然，本来就要这样做的。
For this is right.
所以教会对我们的家庭生活影响多大
？So what kind of influence the church bring upon our family?
今天我们的家庭生活如果这个家庭教育如果脱离我们的教育的信仰
，If today a family life has departed from the teachings of the church,
会成为一个什么样的家庭
？What kind of family will become?
所以看我们当今这个世界
，So if we look at the world today,
没有一个遵循的这个轨道啊 ，railway 啊，这个轨道啊
，There is no standard.
你看每个家庭变成什么样子？
Look at each and every family. What had they become?
当然我们不敢说我们的家庭非常美好。
We can't say that our family is perfect.
但是一直有基督的道在保守我们的时候。
But we have the truth of God that has kept us within the boundaries.
守在主里面。
We have our children has been kept in the Lord.
所以我们的生活几乎都是跟教会连结什么活动都是到教会来。
And therefore, our life has been unknowingly been connected with church. We are here for every activity.
有人说国外的教会，因为来国外的教会，因为来教会可以讲中文嘛，讲本地话嘛。其实台湾的教会也是一样啊，都是跑到教会去啊，都是集中在教会里面啊。
Some people say I come to church because here I can speak my mother language, but that is not necessarily true. In Taiwan, everyone still goes to church for every event.
结得更紧密啊。
And we are tightly connected to church.
安息日从早上八点多的人，一直到晚上十点都赶不回家，赶不回去要关门了，他就是不回家。
Some people will come to church 8 o'clock in the morning, and they are unwilling to leave even at 10 p.m. Even if you tell them to go home.
吃中餐要吃晚餐呐。
Not only do they want to have lunch here, they want to have dinner.
晚餐吃饱了不回家还要喝咖啡啊。
After dinner, they don't want to go home. They still want to have after meal fellowship.
这个就是我们生活的中心啊。
Because church is the focus of our life.
当然，父神也高兴啊，但是也很忙碌啊。
Even though council members are very happy to see this, but at the same time, they need to labor for that.
里头每一句话都跟教会有关系。
In the book of Ephesians, every single verse has something to do with church.
我想这个就是我们在学习当中从生活里头来配合的一个道理啊。
I think this is what we need to learn from our daily life.
那我想我们暂时就先讲到这边。
We will take a break here.
我们原定的时间是十分结束。
Originally, our schedule shows that we would.
因为这正好一个阶段，我们就暂时先休息一下。
We will take a break on 10:10.
静心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门啊！请大家移动啊，动一动啊。